Welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guy. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and today I want to talk to you about the upcoming or resumption of the 2019-2020 NBA season. It has been very interesting, to say the least. I'll give my take on it next. Stay tuned. Make sure to follow me on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. So, the NBA is back. Yippee. A couple of months ago, the NBA announced that it would resume its season on July 31st at the Disney Sports Complex in Orlando, Florida. Everyone jumped for joy on the news that their beloved NBA is coming back, especially during the playoffs. Will we get to see LeBron James win a ring with the Lakers? What about Giannis leading the Bucks to an NBA title? Will the Raptors repeat? When a team such as the Magic shocked the world. Oh, it's going to be a great reception to this season. Oh. Okay. For those that have been living under a rock for the last 6 months, the coronavirus pandemic is still here and has taken over the state of Florida. Florida is slowly becoming the epicenter of the pandemic with over 6,000 cases per day. And the NBA wants to finish the season? Recently, 16 of a possible 301 NBA players tested positive for coronavirus. The numbers seem low on paper, but it could have been much higher. This virus isn't going away. You can put all the basketball players in one complex, someone will get affected by this. Florida cases are rising each day with no signs of slowing down. Yet the NBA wants to finish the season? Just yesterday, the Bucks and the Kings actually shut down their practice facilities because someone tested positive for coronavirus, which is really a shame. The NBA is taking a page from the WWE playbook of not taking this virus very seriously. At this rate, the NBA will become like WWE in terms of its talent getting affected. In the state where the virus is thriving, the NBA can't afford for something to go wrong. Don't get me wrong, the NBA being back is welcome considering the fact on what's happening in the world. But a small part of me thinks that this is just a very bad idea. And I feel that they will not finish their season in 1 month or less. The cases keep going up in Florida and all over the country. It's just too much to handle. And a lot of people will get sick out of this. Adam Silver has done a terrific job in taking the NBA to new heights, but I feel like he's being influenced by the players way too much. For example, players like LeBron James, who reportedly went on record saying if the resumption of this season doesn't happen, that it's a stain on his legacy. Dude, you won two NBA titles with a super team in Miami Heat and one because of Kyrie Irving. How is that ruining your legacy? At the beginning of this year, you would never expect for this to happen. But it did. But you are more worried about protecting your legacy than a coronavirus? You're better than that. Sports is the last thing people want right now in this situation. This got me very, very irritated to say the least. Now there is talk to bring the 8 remaining teams that didn't went to Orlando to Chicago for some sort of tournament. That really doesn't make any sense. Seriously. I think it's a bad idea to have those 8 teams coming to Chicago for basically nothing. So, if by some miracle the NBA finishes season, who would be the NBA champion? Well, the NBA invited 22 teams to Florida in hopes of crowning an NBA champion. Those teams are, from the Eastern Conference, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors, the Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat, the Indiana Pacers, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Brooklyn Nets, Orlando Magic, and the Washington Wizards. 3 teams from the East will not make the playoffs. The Brooklyn Nets, the Orlando Magic, and the Washington Wizards. The Brooklyn Nets, without KD, without Kyrie Irving, without DeAndre Jordan even, will not make it far into the postseason. Probably going to be swept in the first round by either the Bucks or the Raptors. The Magic, I just don't see somebody carrying this team for a long postseason run. As for the Wizards, well, I feel like Bradley Beal needs to get traded at some point during the offseason. He's basically the only good player the Wizards have, with John Wall being on the shelf for a very long time. So that leaves the Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, Indiana Pacers, and the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers, I feel like they're the team that needs to get it together, because this season, oh boy, they couldn't get it together despite all the young pieces that they have. The Pacers are a really good team, but show me what you can do in the playoffs. Like, get past the Eastern Conference Finals once for a change. That Miami Heat have a lot of good young talent in terms of Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro. But I don't think they're going to make it very far. The Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum and those boys, I feel, are the best team equipped for a finals run. But unfortunately, they're going to run into the Raptors and the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Raptors have a chance to repeat. But can they do it without Kawhi Leonard? As for the Bucks, well, they're clearly the best team in the NBA, with Giannis just taking the league by storm. And I feel like they're my favorites to win it all. They haven't won the championships in 1971, and it's about time the Bucks finally win one. Moving over to the Western Conference, the teams that are going to Orlando are the Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Houston Rockets, the Dallas Mavericks, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Portland Trail Blazers, New Orleans Pelicans, Sacramento Kings, San Antonio Spurs, and the Phoenix Suns. Now, to be honest with you, I will have to say at least five of these Western Conference teams has a chance to win it all. They are the Los Angeles Lakers, Los Angeles Clippers, Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz, and the Houston Rockets. Teams like the Phoenix Suns, San Antonio Spurs, Sacramento Kings, New Orleans Pelicans, and Memphis Grizzlies will not make the playoffs. As for the Portland Trail Blazers, they're going to make it as the eighth seed. Who is my favorite out of the West? Well, it basically comes down to two teams. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers. As much as I want the Lakers to win the championship in honor of Kobe Bryant, you know, dying earlier this year, I feel like it's the Clippers' time to win it all. As for the Eastern Conference, it basically comes down to two teams, the Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto Raptors. The Raptors are still the defending champs, despite losing Kawhi Leonard to free agency. Unless the other 7 teams below them can beat them, they expect them to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Then you have the Bucks, who are the favorite to win it all this season. With Giannis potentially the MVP of this season, will he lead the Bucks to their first title since 1971? So for the Eastern Conference Finals, I have the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks. As for the Western Conference Finals, it will have to be the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers. So who do I have in the finals? So I have the Milwaukee Bucks and the LA Clippers in the finals. Why? Because I believe that both teams are well equipped to a championship. At the end of the day, I will have to go with the Clippers winning it all. The combination of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George is going to be too much for Giannis and company. I will have to say Clippers in 5 or 6. If they win, they can finally say for a year that Los Angeles is a Clippers town. But the main problem exists today, COVID-19. As much as I want the NBA to finish the season and crown a champion, I don't think they will finish it. I believe that it's going to take, they're only going to play for a month until everything is shut down again. Right now, COVID-19 is not letting up. There are thousands of new cases every single day, and unless we address the problem, it's going to continue. Many people will get sick, especially the players and their families. In all honesty, right now, sports is not needed. But hey, if the NBA finishes the season, we might have the league's first COVID champion. Well, folks, that's my time. Thank you for joining me today. Remember to follow my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports and Instagram at Kenny_sportsguy. Again, on Twitter at Kenny_sports and Instagram at Kenny_sportsguy. Until the next episode, see ya. And stay safe and healthy.